Rock football on the station that rocks. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Of the Slippery Rock University football team season and the first round of the NCAA Division II tournament. It is from Brookville, New York, Long Island Post University. The pioneers of LIU Post will take on the Rock here today to open up that NCAA tournament, the round of 28, or included in that opening round, and we'll see how things play out here today as we have a beautiful day on Long Island in, I guess you could say, northeastern New York area, north of New York City, unlike last week where we had some very tricky weather, and certainly dealing with all of that weather here this week in western Pennsylvania. Here's turned out to be a pretty nice day here for some football, and excited to be here with you this afternoon. Bob Cupp alongside Glenn Thompson, sidecar right, once again here today, ready to call some playoff football, Glenn.
Bonus football, I believe is what it's called. Coming into the season, always nice to get an extra game or two here. Actually hoping for a handful of extra games, but starts today against a very tough LIU team, and you know, after a long road trip out here, we'll see if this team's ready to go.
Yeah, how do they bounce back? Because we saw that response earlier this year when they lost their second game of the season on the road to Shippensburg, and they bounced back in very impressive fashion and eventually went through the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Western Division with a clean sweep. And then yesterday, or last week, in the state championship game against Westchester, hit a little bump in that road. And really, as you heard Coach Sean Letts say, in all three phases of the game, Westchester just took it to the Rock last week.
I think you saw that bounce back actually start in the second half last week. You had a team in Slippery Rock that came out in the second half, held Westchester only 50 yards of offense, unfortunately didn't put any points on the board, but moved the ball very effectively up and down the field, got tons of yardage, just couldn't punch it in. So, I think that this team has I almost liked the loss last week. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, to be able to lose your final game and still play some football, and you know, you always learn more from a loss than you do from a win. So to be able to take last week's loss to Westchester, figure out, okay, what didn't work? What did we do wrong? Focus on that all week in practice, and then you get to play a game again this week. I mean, that's awesome for the Slippery Rock team, a great opportunity for them.
Well, obviously, last week things got out of hand very quickly. As a matter of fact, at the end of the first quarter, it was 14-3, and I think there was obviously a little panic that set in.
Yep.
And by halftime, things had really fallen apart. It was 33-10. You take that away, that's what the game ended as. There were no scoring in the second half. The Rock, you know, within 100 yards of Westchester in the final stats. But I thought one thing that really jumped off the page last week was how the Rock handled Westchester on third down, and maybe that's something they can carry into this game today. They held Westchester 2 of 7 on third down in the opening half, and then 2 of 8
yep.
in the second half. That's some impressive statistics right there.
Especially in the second half when you're playing catch-up, you got to get off the field. And so great job by the Rock defense, absolutely, of, you know, to be good on third down, I say it all the time, to be good on third down, you got to be good on first and second down and try to get your opponent behind the sticks. Bring up those third and long situations. You know, you're going to give up a lot of conversions if every third down is a 3rd and 3, 3rd and 2. But if you're putting your opponent in those 3rd and 10 situations where all of a sudden you can blitz a little bit, get after it with your defensive line, that's whenever you can really see that impact of getting off the field and getting the ball back to your offense to try to score some points. It's just, unfortunately, last week, like we said, it just didn't pan out that way. The offense moved the ball efficiently in the second half, just never really punched things in for points.
But the bottom line is, as you referred to, they are part of the Super Region 1 playoff field.
Yep.
They entered last week's game in the state championship matchup with Westchester, number 7 in the region. You have to be in the top 7, and that played out that way. The Rock ended up being number 7. Notre Dame, Ohio has a bye this week. They are number 1 with LIU Post getting number 2 here and hosting the Rock today. Westchester stayed at number 3. They'll host New Haven, who is number 6 today. And then you have Kutztown hosting number 5, Hillsdale. That's the round in the Super Region 1. And obviously important for these teams today. One of them is going to move on to next week and play the winner of either Westchester and New Haven. So we'll be following that matchup, obviously, with this game today. But you're part of that field. That's the bottom line.
That's just make the dance, you know, and then anything can happen. Get yourself into the tournament and then go from there. You know, as we kind of turn the page and get ready for this game today. One thing that I'm really curious about is just the preparation for this Rock team. We know that the week didn't exactly pan out the way they wanted it to, just because of some weather complications back home, some big-time traffic yesterday trying to get out here. You know, they were trying to get out here late Thursday night, get a practice in yesterday here at the field. None of that happened. Everything kind of really got turned upside down for that. So that's big for me because you're playing, first of all, an opponent that you don't really know, and then you come into it after a long road trip where you didn't get to practice yesterday. It's just the preparation is a big key for me, and see if they're ready for this game today. You know, that's going to be a testament to the coaching staff to see if they have these guys ready to go.
Yeah, you would think the long road trip, the bus trip anyway, mentally you might be thinking you're ready, but the on-field action, you've been kind of taken out of your routine, and that's a big piece of what will happen today. And just how good is this LIU post team? Of course, the Rock coming in today, 9-2 overall. The Pioneers are 10-0. And they've been impressive down the stretch. They are carrying with them a 15-game winning streak, which is the longest active streak in the nation at the Division II level. They won their Northeast Conference title, Northeast 10 Conference title last week by topping New Haven, who also made that dance, 17-14 last week. But they've been very good at home. We talk about how good the Rock is at Mahalik Thompson Stadium. LIU Post does it here in Brookfield, New York, where they have won 7 straight home games. And they're 19-3 at home since the beginning of the 2015 season 4 years ago. The Pioneers, 1-1 at home in the NCAA playoffs with their last trip in 2016, winning in the opening round 48-41 over Winston-Salem State, and then fell to Shepherd, who were number 3 in the nation at that time, 40-21 in the second round. And if I am remembering correctly, that was the year Shepherd went to the national championship game. How good is this team? They rank among the best in the nation in turnovers. They're in the top 20 in multiple defensive categories. And you heard Sean Lutz say in the coaches' show, this is a team that doesn't make a lot of mistakes. They're going to force you into those mistakes. And we saw those mistakes affect the Rock last week.
It's interesting because you have to play patient football against a team like this. I think if you can compare it to a conference opponent, it would be a team like Mercyhurst. You know, Mercyhurst doesn't commit a lot of penalties. They don't do anything razzle-dazzle, real fancy. They just line up, play football, and do things right. And you have to play a clean game to beat a team like Mercyhurst. It's going to be the same here today. LIU, very limited turnovers on the year, very limited penalties on the year. They sustain long drives. They play good defense. They just do all the small things right. And over the course of a 60-minute game, when you do that, all that piles up to a win. And so that's why they're such a tough team. You know, you heard Coach Lutz talk about it. They don't come out and score 60 points. That's not how this team wins football games. They're totally content, if they had to win a game 3-0. Because to them, a win's a win, and they'll get it any way they need to.
Yeah. Well, if you go back to last week, the Rock started out on a solid foot. They had an 8-play drive to kick things off, went 44 yards, kicked a field goal, went up 3-0 early. After Westchester took the ball for the first time, marched it down and scored to make it 7-3, that's where things started to unravel for the Rock, because you look at that second series, an incompletion. Wes Hills runs for 7 yards, an incompletion. 3 and out, Westchester gets the ball, marches it downfield. Now it's 14-3. Rock gets the ball back. Wes Hills, no gain. Incompletion. Those are the things that really did not allow them to set any kind of tone in that opening quarter, and I think really helped to decide that game as much as anything. And Westchester just, you know, flat out took the upper, the upper hand and took a shot to the chin, the Rock did, and the Rock never responded to that because they never got the running game going. I think that's something they really need to work on today.
Yeah, and you got another tough test in an LIU team that's very good against the run on the season, only averaging 93 yards are the opponents against post all season. So, tough test, but we talked about it in the pregame last week against Westchester. The running game is the bread and butter of this offense. This is definitely a team that uses the run to set up the pass. And because the ground game never got going last week, that's really why the passing game had a hard time getting going as well. Here today, the thing that you can always kind of hang your hat on, at least this season for Slippery Rock, though, is has LIU seen a guy like Wes Hills? You know, sure, they have great rushing defensive stats. They absolutely do, and they've proven that over 10 games. But have they had a really hard-running, big nose, you know, just get after it running back like Wes Hills coming at them this season. So that would be interesting to me to see if Wes Hills can be one of those true volume running backs today, those guys that, you know, you keep feeding them, and all of a sudden around that 15 to 20 carry mark, he starts to just really wear down a defense. And all of a sudden those collisions just hurt a little bit more. Guys get a little bit more sore. I think that's the key for the Rock offensively today is I'd honestly give Wes Hills 30 carries today. I think you need to rely on him on the ground game in that fashion today.
Even the way they shut him down last week, Wes still ended up with 23 carries, 90 yards last week. He started to get it going in the second half. The Rock, as you said, moved the ball in the second half, just didn't put it into the end zone. But Wes Hills, 9 games this year, 1,205 yards. He's averaged 7 yards per carry with 12 touchdowns. Yep. What a remarkable year for the young man, and he missed virtually 3 games when you really look at it because of injury. Who knows what he could have done in a full season. He is a special back and somebody that you could be seeing playing on a Sunday for somebody in the NFL quite possibly. But I know his focus will be here today to help this Rock team advance into the next round of this NCAA tournament.
And on top of his talent, I think, too, what's going to be a big factor in the run game is the health of Colton Robb today and how effective he can be, how much he can be on the field. He is so good at that guard position, especially at pulling and getting out in front of Wes Hills and setting up those blocks on those secondary defenders against the backers, against the safeties. So Colton Robb's health, and the entire offensive line, obviously, but Colton Robb in particular, we saw him not on the field as much last week, and again, it wasn't the best running day that we saw.
Absolutely. Well, we'll send you down on the field, and you can visit with Coach Lutz here in a couple of moments, and we'll get the very latest because we're focusing on that injury and also Eric Glover-Williams, who went down with a back injury last week, and we'll see. Both, we know, made the trip out here, so we'll get a handle on that in just a couple of moments. And congratulations to the likes of Wes Hills and, well, 10 other players on this Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference playoff team and championship runner-up for the opportunity to put their names on the all PSAC lists, including Sean Lutz as head coach, but also Wes Hills, Roland Rivers, Colton Robb, yep. Steve Gavigli, a couple of local products in the Butler County area. Just a remarkable year for them, along with Jake Chapla, who got a first and second team accolade. First team as a kicker, second team as a punter. Eric Glover-Williams, who we mentioned as well, second team along with Kyle Hall on the defensive backside. First-teamers include Jeff Marks, defensive tackle, and also Brad Zafram, who really stepped into this program this year and kind of settled that linebacking position down and really turned out to be an impressive playmaker, leads the team in tackles.
Going to be big today. I think today you're going to look at a defense that's going against a really talented quarterback with a ton of arm talent. Watching him in warmups, my goodness, can he just zip the ball. I mean, he's got a great throwing motion. So a lot of differences in looks today, pre-snap, a lot of blitzes. I mean, you really got to throw the kitchen sink at this kid today to really try to keep him off balance, uncomfortable, and get after him in the pocket.
And that kid is number 4, quarterback Chris Laviano. He's actually a Rutgers transfer. He played some football at Rutgers at the Division I level. He's that good. Completes 60% of his passes, has 2,500 yards with 22 touchdowns and just 7 interceptions this year. As I mentioned, he played 3 years at Rutgers, made 18 starts there, and he's able to spread the ball around. He has 7 different receivers having double-digit catches, very similar to what Roland Rivers has to complement him here with the Rock. And, of course, they've got a pretty solid ground game as well with Malik Pierre, who has 786 yards and 9 touchdowns this year. He averages 4.5 yards per carry. So you're definitely going to have to shut him down. And Coach Lutz said that he may be the best passer that the Rock has played so far this year, because not only with that arm, but he can throw on the run. He's not necessarily a running quarterback, but he can throw on the run, which really makes a quarterback dangerous if he can do that effectively.
Whenever you have a quarterback with a great arm, the biggest thing defensively is to stay on your coverage, because if he can extend the play, he's still going to look to throw the ball, and he's going to look to throw it downfield. So this secondary today against the receivers for LIU, you play until the whistle. I mean, you stay on your coverage because Laviano is going to extend plays, and he's going to keep his eyes downfield. He's going to look to make big throws down the field. So you got to stay on your guys and really stay committed defensively against number 4 today.
Well, the Rock has come out onto the field, and LIU Post is coming out as well onto their home turf here today, and we'll get set for the action. Glenn visits with Coach Sean Lutz in just a moment as we continue our pregame. Rock football, Slippery Rock University football here today on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service is very proud to announce their partnership with Pioneer. Pioneer is the first of its kind whole house lead and cyst removal system. This is powerful news for you and your family. You've heard the reports. Communities everywhere are being affected by concentrations of lead in the water. Don't take chances with you or your family's health. Call Negley's today for a water consultation at 724-282-6160. Not only does Pioneer remove heavy metals such as lead, it also removes and reduces chlorine, chloramine, and other harmful contaminants in your water. Call Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service today. The Pioneer Whole House Lead Removal System only at Negley's.
I'm not sure they're going to do it.
Tonight, and on the rocks at Hardwood Cafe, Route 8 in Butler, it's the Noble Hops Band. An eclectic evening of live acoustic music for all ages. Showtime is 8 p.m. And bring a pair of socks for the local Socks for Seniors drive. The Noble Hops at On the Rocks tonight.
Can you tell me, when did you find?
It's another spectacularly mesmerizing world premiere video. You can't take your eyes off of it. Only on Valvoline Express TV.
It's not exactly like that, but now you can watch Valvoline Express TV whenever you go to the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Watch as the crew changes your oil and checks all the fluids, filters, wipers, and more. Nationally known, but locally owned. Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash in Grove City.
Hey, this is Sean Lutz. You're listening to Slippery Rock University Football on the Rock Station 977.
And we're back here, Slippery Rock University Football today on the Rock Station 977, streaming as well, 977rocks.com, and also streaming at rockathletics.com. So we appreciate you joining us for the broadcast, and we sympathize with those who are still without power back in western Pennsylvania. We'll try to brighten your day and bring you some great action today. Glenn Thompson is down on the field with Coach Sean Lutz. Let's get to him.
It's the NCAA playoffs. We're getting set for kickoff and joined right now by Rock head coach Sean Lutz. Coach, before we get ready for this playoff game, how's your team look injury-wise against Post today?
I think good. Colton Robb's going to try to play. Eric Glover's hurt last week. He's going to give an attempt to play. So at this point, we're healthy, ready to go, and excited to be playing in New York.
I know that routine is big for football players. It's been a challenging 24 hours for you guys kind of getting out here, and things just didn't quite go your way. Is the team ready for today? They feel comfortable with where they're at?
There's basically 28 teams left after today. There's going to be 16. You know, we're going to leave Thursday night. Weather was terrible. We left Friday morning. We don't care. We're here ready to play, so we're excited. We're in the national playoffs. Great time of the year. I just hope we play a clean game, and I like our chances.
Number four for LIU. Ton of arm talent. Big test for your defense today. What do you guys got to do to limit his impact on this game?
He's the most talented quarterback I've seen in a long time in terms of throwing the football. We got to make it uncomfortable for him back there. Key of the game is get pressure on him, make some bad decision, but he's as good as it gets, so that'll be a big test for us today.
Coach, looking forward to it. Should be a great game. Good luck today against LIU.
Thank you. Go Rock.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, we're going to take a break here and let you listen in to our national anthem as we get set for the action. Go play some football here this afternoon, NCAA playoff football, The Rock against LIU Post. And these two teams have met just three times previously and have not played in the past eight seasons, dating back to 2010, when actually LIU Post was a brief associate member of the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, and you might remember them as CW Post back then. So the Pioneers own a 2-1 edge in the series. They won that game in 2010, 42-38. at Slippery Rock University. Of course, the Rock, led by head coach Sean Lutz in his third year of leading the Rock, and was the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Western Division Coach of the Year this year. Congratulations to Sean, entering with a 24-9 overall record, while the Post are led by Brian Collins in his 21st year here as head coach at LIU Post. He has 160 wins and 71 losses overall. Slippery Rock making its fourth NCAA playoff appearance in the last 6 years, and its seventh overall in the Division II playoffs. This also marks the first appearance since 2015, when the Rock went 12-2 that year and reached the quarterfinals. Well, they're 9-2 here this year and set to go here this afternoon, as they will be getting the ball first here this afternoon, as they will receive the ball and get set for action. We have Mark Carter and Jermaine Wynn back deep for the Rock here this afternoon. LIU has Joey Tegesi, who is their kicker, and he is set to go here this afternoon. Beautiful day, partly cloudy sky with us right now, with a light wind and temperatures in the 40s. As the boot is underway, it sends Mark Carter back into his own end zone, and he'll take the knee. And that's where Roland Rivers will start out today. And I guess his jersey's back at home, so we're going to see number 20 today instead of the normal number for Roland Rivers.
I don't care what number he wears, just come out here and quarterback a good game. Just there on that kickoff, real quick, too, wind going left to right across the field, so from end zone to end zone, and so that wind helped that kickoff a little bit, pushed it back into the end zone, and thus the touchback.
So Wes Hills will not be coming out. He's going to sit out this opening series. It's Braden Fuffman in the backfield with Roland, and we're set to go from the 25, and it's a screen pass to the outside, and it's Jermaine Wynn, and he breaks a tackle. He's got a first down and more. He's still on his feet across the 40, 50, breaks a tackle. He's wide open. He's going to take it to the house. 20, 15, 10, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, a screen play, no flags on the field. Jermaine Wynn takes it all the way for the Rock, 75 yards.
Trips to the near side. It's always, it's almost always a screen for the Rock offense in that formation. They hit Jermaine Wynn. That's essentially a run play. All they're trying to do is really just get some positive yardage on first down. That's kind of how they treat those screens. But instead, great blocking downfield by the other receivers. Jermaine Wynn making, what, four or five different defenders miss on that play. Finishes it off the whole way. Great opening play. That's the way you come out here and make a statement on the very first snap.
Here's Jake Chaplow with the extra point try out of the hold of Mike Merhot. It's up and good, and boom, just like that, Slippery Rock has taken a 7-0 lead at the 14:44 mark of this opening quarter. And I think you nailed it, Glenn, the breaking of the tackles, but that blocking up front really set that up for Jermaine.
Well, and because what happens whenever you spring those is that those receivers that were blocking, they have to get off the initial blocks and then continue to get downfield and, you know, get onto those secondary defenders, the other corners, the safeties coming over to help out. And so just a great blocking effort. The play actually could have been down around the 35-yard line potentially, but Jermaine Wynn got his left hand down on the turf, kept his balance, and kept getting downfield. So nice individual effort, nice team effort. Everybody coming together on that first play.
And a feel-good effort, too, to get Roland Rivers out of the gate. He had six completions last week. Had a really, really tough game for the Rock last week in that championship game with Westchester. So now you complete that opening pass. Now you're going to walk off the field, and all of a sudden that confidence is back in you.
You hear it in basketball where sometimes like a layup is a good thing for a player, just to see the ball go through the hoop. Maybe that's what Roland Rivers needed, was just to see a completion on his first attempt, get that confidence in his arm, in his receivers, and then Jermaine Wynn does him an even bigger favor and decides to take it the whole way.
Back deep will be the ever dangerous Nasir Streeter and also Michael Richardson for LIU, and here's the kick from Chaplow. It's taken at the 12, and that is Streeter, who comes across the 15 and is dropped shy of the 30-yard line, and that's where LIU Post will come out for the first time here today, led by Chris Laviano, and he's a redshirt senior quarterback, 6'2", 220-pounder. He'll be backed up in that backfield by number one, Malik Pierre, who's also a redshirt senior. Very veteran group is this LIU Post team, and boy, you mentioned it, watching him in warm-ups, Glenn, this young man is impressive. We're talking about Laviano.
Man, does he zing the ball. Nice tight spiral, good motion. He's going to be a tough test for this defense today.
So at the 30-yard line, that's where they start here with their first series of the day, trailing 14-0. And here's the snap, and it's play action right away. Laviano goes to throw downfield, has a man, it's caught, and he drops it as he's hit by Kyle Hall. The drop That time by number six, Michael Richardson. He had it in his hands, just didn't squeeze it.
Well, Kyle Hall also came through with that left hand, right, as he was making the tackle, kind of shot it up through the hands and helped to get that ball out of there. So really nice job by Kyle Hall of going in not only for the tackle, but the pass breakup as well.
So it'll be second and 10. Near side, Michael Hartgrove, along with Richardson in the slot. And it's going to be play action again, and he hits Richardson this time, and he's got a first down, but he's tackled as he goes across the 35 by Kyle Hall. And actually, that tackle going to get him short of that first down by 2 yards. It's a gain of 8. It'll be third and 2.
That's big, because now it brings up a third down, and if you can get off the field, then you can circle that tackle as a big play, because he definitely had first down yardage if Kyle Hall didn't make that tackle. So we'll see what LIU comes out with. It looks like they're going to go 5 wide on a third and short.
Yeah, my apology to Kyle Hall. He made a great play. I'd given him the first down, but it's third and 2. Now they'll empty that backfield, as Glenn mentioned. 5 receivers set, trip receivers up top, and it'll leave Laviano in the backfield all alone. Now man in motion. That's Malik Pierre, and we've got a whistle here. The play will be blown dead. It's going to be a false start by LIU Post, and it'll march him back a bit. And the team that doesn't make mistakes has made a mistake here early, and that'll push him back, make it a little bit of a longer third down and 7.
Kind of changes up your defensive play call, and you can see here, actually, now they're going to bring in a sub. So now onto the field, they're going to bring in Tim Suave, who's more of a pass rusher. They take off the field Zach Bader, who's a little bit more of a run stopper. So on a third and 2 versus a third and 7, definitely changes up the defensive play call for Slippery Rock.
Same formation, though, for LIU Post. They'll go with the 5 receiver set, 3 receivers to the top side, that top side being Slippery Rock sideline. Here's Laviano, and he throws, and he has a man, and it's over his head. He airmailed that one as he tried to get it out long to, is that Dion Mash on the top side, and the pressure was coming very quickly as he was hit. He let the ball go. It's incomplete. It'll be a 3-and-out.
Slippery Rock brought 6 on that play. 2 extra blitzers, and they got after it. I love it. On a 3rd and 7, great time to dial up that blitz. And obviously, Laviano saw it coming, just wanted to try to get rid of the ball quickly, forces the overthrow. And now, again, you can go back to that second down play by Kyle Hall. What a big tackle, because now it leads to a punting situation.
And it'll be Joey Tolgizi, who's the kicker, and he kicks this one straight up in the air. And Jermaine Wynn not going to come anywhere near it. It's going to sail down around the 30 and go out of bounds. And it'll be spotted, I believe, at about the 31 is where they'll put it for the Rock. 1st and 10, leading 7-0 here. You're listening to Playoff Football here on the Rock Station 97.7. We're at the 13-18 mark of the opening quarter. The Rock will touch the ball for the second time today, up by 7.
That punt was a mile in the air. Man, that was a great-looking punt. But, yeah, here comes the offense back out on the field. Do have Wes Hills coming out, who will be in the backfield with Roland Rivers.
So it was Braden Fuffman who made the start today in the backfield, and they instantly hit a screen pass to Jermaine Wynn. Roland Rivers links up for a 75-yard score. So now we're back at it again. Now man in motion. Here comes Jermaine Wynn to the near side. Sidecar right is Hills, and it's a handoff to Hills. He goes up the middle and has to tuck it to the outside, then just goes ahead forward and picks up a yard. So well defense that time by Post.
Yeah, looking to go off tackle to the left side, and there's nothing there. So he just tries to bounce it back towards the middle of the field. Really nice job by the interior of that defense by LIU, just absolutely clogging all the gaps, not allowing anywhere for Wes Hills to go with that one.
We got a bucket of trio receivers up top, and they're going to throw a screen high over the head of Jermaine Wynn. That one sailed to the sideline. Wynn could not get a finger on it, so Roland that time going to the opposite side with the screen to Jermaine Wynn, just airmailed that one.
Now you bring up a 3rd and long situation, so a difficult situation down here for this Rock offense, and now LIU probably see something similar to what Slippery Rock did on 3rd down. They're going to bring some type of pressure here. I guess 20 today, not 14. Rivers has to remember his legs. They're very capable. So if the play breaks down, he's got to escape the pocket, make something happen.
3rd and 10 now. Rivers drops back, has a lot of time, and he throws it right to the neighbor in green and yellow. And that's LIU Post. It's an interception, and I believe that was picked off.
Number five, I believe.
It was Amir Crenshaw, or no, Jake Carlock. They've got double numbers here on some of these guys. And he threw it right into his awaiting hand. So it's intercepted and brought back across the 30 to the 29-yard line. So LIU Post taking the opportunity to take advantage of a Rock mistake.
I just don't think Rivers saw him. He had Henry Litwin coming across on a little skinny post and just never saw the defender sneaking out underneath that route and throws it right to him. So Rivers is just a misread on that throw.
1st and 10 Post, deep in Rock territory after the interception to the 29-yard line. And here comes Laviano in the backfield. And he's got a sidecar running back of Jonathan DeBeek. And he throws it to the far side. That's pulled in by Richardson. And he goes out of bounds at the 20-yard line. That's a pickup of 9 on first down.
Running an out pattern, and on the coverage was Tristan McDonald. That's a tough assignment for the linebacker to stay with that slot receiver coming out towards the sideline.
So it'll be a 2nd and 1. The ball at the 20-yard line. The Rock leads 7-0, but LIU post is threatening after the interception of a Roland Rivers pass. Laviano will now have the sidecar of Pierre to his left. He puts a man in motion. That's Richardson to the top side, and he's going to look that way. He screens it out to him. He's got some running room, but here comes Kyle Hall. But Richardson does a nice job avoiding Hall, and he goes forward down to about the 15-yard line. He gets the first down for LIU post.
Besides the third down play on their last possession, Laviano has looked nowhere else besides Richardson. He threw the third down pass out to Deion Mash on that last series, but everything else has gone number 6's direction.
He's got, coming into the game, 47 catches on the year, averages 13 per play, and also has 10 touchdowns for LIU Post. 1st and 10 to the 15. We're at the 11:40 mark of the opening quarter. The Rock leads by 7, but Post threatening. And Laviano with an empty backfield. He's going to roll out. Now he's going to throw it to the far side, and he's trying to get Pierre out of the backfield, but it is incomplete. There's that pressure again, Glenn, coming at Laviano.
Well, they were trying to set up a screen, and it just never kind of materialized. Pierre wasn't able to escape the backfield, and I think that's actually a really veteran play by Laviano to just kind of throw that one in the area of a receiver. That way he's not called for grounding and just move on to second down.
This Rock defense has been very good at slowing teams down when they get into this red zone this year. Let's see if they can do it again as Post threatens 2nd and 10. And here is a handoff, and that's Pierre sneaking in, and he's going to be dragged down by Brad Zaffram, but not before he gets to the 12-yard line. He'll pick up 3.
Yeah, nice job of Zaffram of working his way through the traffic and the blocking on that play and catching up to the running back and making a great tackle. So Zaffram, a really athletic play there on 2nd down to limit the gain, and now here we go again with the 3rd and 7.
That's why he is part of that first team, Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference team this year. Pierre will be sidecar left. It'll be 3rd and 7 for Post. Laviano barking some signals out to his offensive lineman. Now he drops back into the shotgun. In motion goes Pierre. They're going to look for that screen again, but it's going to be a flag before the ball is snapped.
I think they're going to get a false start.
And that'll be the 2nd 1 for LIU Post here today. So both of their series have included a false start or illegal motion, and that'll move them back a bit, make it a 3rd and 12 effort now. They still can get a 1st down at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, they got the center, Greg Amato, number 60, on the false snap or false start there. And see, I would love, again, to bring some more pressure here on 3rd and long, try to force a field goal attempt. It looks like you probably have. It looks like you got man coverage on the outside, probably flood the middle, and bring some extra pressure here.
DeBeek is in the backfield with Laviano as he parks the signals, tries to get the Rock to show their hand, and it looked like they do, and now they're going to call a timeout as the clock was winding to 0. They'll take a timeout. Timeout, LIU Post. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. You're listening to The Rock Football here on The Rock Station, 97.7. The Rock up 7-0.
Hey, it's another spectacularly mesmerizing world premiere video. You can't take your eyes off of it. Only on Valvoline Express TV.
It's not exactly like that, but now you can watch Valvoline Express TV whenever you go to the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Watch as the crew changes your oil and checks all the fluids, filters, wipers, and more. Nationally known, but locally owned. Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash in Grove City.
Rockin' the Rock. Slippery Rock University football is found right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
And we're coming back after the timeout, 7-0 Rock. It is a 3rd and 12 for LIU Post. So far this year, the Rock has held teams to just 44% in red zone touchdowns, 67% red zone scores. They've been very good in this neighborhood, and they need to be good here to shut this threat down after the interception. Now they come back out, Post. With a pistol formation for Laviano, he's got the sidecar right in DeBeek. And here's the snap. Laviano, he wants the end zone. He's looking. He throws. Has a man. It's caught by Richardson at the 1-yard line. Great catch as he went up and pulls it down for the 1st down. And it'll be 1st and goal.
You got to credit the LIU offense because all too often in that situation, you see teams just go for the end zone. Well, they could have gotten a first down, and they were happy to get the first down and extend the drive. So nice job by Laviano of realizing, hey, we don't need a touchdown. Let's just make sure we extend the drive here, and so he gets the yardage necessary.
Now here's a quick snap, and Laviano going to roll out. He wants the far side, and it's picked off. Great interception by the Rock.
Spearman.
And is that Tyree Spearman?
Yep.
It is. He picks it off at the goal line. He jumped the route, and now we have an interception going back the other way. Slippery Rock will
there
take
is a,
over.
There is a flag down at the 7-yard line, but
personal foul, illegal use of hands, hands to the face, number 60, offense. That penalty will be declined.
So it's against LIU post, illegal hands to the face by one of their linemen, and it's going to be declined. The Rock has picked it off. What a great jump by Tyree Spearman.
Terrific read. Terrific read. So, again, it was Richardson on the out pattern going right for that front pylon, and Spearman, shot out of a cannon, comes up and makes the interception. Great read, great reaction.
So we remain 7-0, and the Rock will now take over first and 10. They're going to be down at their own 8-yard line, though, starting out, and Roland Rivers comes back out. He's got Wes Hills in the backfield, and he hands it off to Wes. Wes tries to stretch it, but they do a great job getting into that backfield. Looked like it was that number 90 coming up on the backside for LIU post, and doing a nice job pulling it down. That's Kevin Petit-Friere. We'll probably talk a lot about him. He's their stud, 10.5 sacks, and he gets one in the backfield for no gain.
Stay patient with that run game, though. You got to stick with it, continue to grind away at it.
Here's the snap to Roland Rivers. He's going to look to throw. Looks one way, now turns the other, and it's picked off again. He's picked off for the second straight throw, and this one is picked off by defensive back Nazir Streeter, who's another one of their studs, and it's going to be first and 10. LIU post again deep in the Rock territory. They're going to spot that ball at around, what, the 22?
Yeah, trying to thread it down the sideline to Henry Litwin, and again, this time, Spearman just does a nice job of reacting and getting in front of there and making the interception. But, oh, man, right now you just kind of feel like Roland Rivers not seeing the field very well, not reading the defenders, and trying to force the ball into some really tight windows.
So for the second straight pass attempt, he's picked off, and it sets up LIU post again. And they're going to bring four receivers to the near side. It's a five-receiver set.
It's a screen look. Look for a screen that near side. But now they're going to motion Pierre back into the backfield.
And it'll be Pierre with the handoff, and he goes into the pile, but he's going to get no gain out of this. Good work by the Rock defense coming up front. And looks like Brad Zafferman was in there, Chad Kuhn and others on that tackle for no gain.
Yeah, Chad Kuhn in particular at the defensive end position did a great job of getting off of the block of the left tackle, kind of just threw him down to the turf, and then was able to help out on the tackle. So nice effort by Chad Kuhn. Good physical play.
Four receivers set near side. It's a five receiver set, four receivers near side, including a back in the backfield, DeBeek, and he goes in motion to the backfield. It's a rollout by Laviano. He's looking. Now he throws, and it's caught.
No.
And up,
no.
He dropped it. He lost the handle as he turned to go upfield. As that's an incomplete pass. Number 57 for the Rock right there, Tristan McDonald. And I don't know if he hit him as he was trying to hold on to that, but he dropped it.
I mean, the tackle was happening as he was turning upfield, but no, he just never took the time to really collect that one in cleanly. And as he turned, just lost it to the turf. So I'm going to put that more so on the receiver as just a drop.
So it'll be third and 10 now from the 22. We're at the 8:41 mark of this opening quarter. There's been a lot of action in the first 7-plus minutes. The Rock leads at 7-0, post-threatening after a turnover by the Rock. Now they're going to bring two backs into the backfield, both DeBeek and number one Malik Pierre. Now here's the drop back by Laviano, and they did that for protection purposes, and a throw to the far side is complete to Dion Mash. And he catches it, goes out of bounds. But first and foremost, he moves the chains. It'll be first and goal.
Deep comeback. So he gets Glover Williams on the outside, and he gets Glover Williams to turn his body as if he's going towards the end zone, plants the foot, comes back towards the sideline, and Laviano puts it right on the numbers.
So it's a first and 10 now. They're going to run the sweep play to Pierre, and he tries to go upfield, gets it upfield to the 5, inside the 4, down to inside the 5, down to the 4, and it'll be second and goal.
Boy, that nice job by the defense, because at first it looked like that was going to go in for a score, and the defense does a nice job of swarming and getting there and making the tackle, getting off blocks.
Now they'll empty the backfield for Laviano on second and goal from the 4. He puts a man in motion again. It's Pierre who comes into the backfield, and he'll take the handoff, and he tries to stretch it. But right there is Tim Suave, drags him backward across the five, back to the 7-8 yard line, and it'll be a tackle for a loss by number 32.
Before the handoff was even completed, Suave was in the backfield. He was just waiting for Pierre to come through him, and Pierre almost got around him, but nice job by Suave grabbing onto the jersey, and as he fell to the turf, just laying there holding onto the jersey when the rest of the defenders came over to finish off the tackle.
That'll be a loss of three back to the 7 yard line. Now they're going to bring Pierre in the backfield with Laviano. He'll have double receivers split near side. It's third and goal, and it's a high snap.
Timeout by Slippery Rock.
Timeout taken by Slippery Rock here.
Tim Vernick actually called that timeout. He did not like whatever they were set up in, so he turned and called the timeout.
So we'll take a brief break here and just keep it here for the moment. 7:12 mark of this opening quarter. The Rock up 7-0. A 75-yard touchdown play on the very first play from scrimmage for the Rock. Roland Rivers hit Jermaine Wynn on a screen, and he took it to the house 75 yards. Rock forced a three-and-out punt, got the ball back, but the first throw from Roland Rivers was picked off. The Rock, though, would return the favor and pick off the quarterback for post, Chris Laviano, but Roland Rivers turned it right back over on an interception. So that's why we are sitting here at third and goal from the 7 yard line.
And very different interceptions, too. Laviano's interception, I thought, was just a great play by Spearman. Roland Rivers, he's just not making right reads right now. So he'll settle in, though. He'll be fine. I'm not worried about him at all.
Well, let's see.
Got a new number today, so.
Yeah, got to get used to that. Instead of number 14, he's wearing number 20 today. Well, here we go on third and goal. Sidecar right is Pierre for Laviano, and he takes the snap, drops back, looks to throw across the middle. It's caught, but it's short of the five. So it'll be a minimal gain of 2 yards and bring up fourth and goal.
Nice job by Brad Zafram on that play. Off the snap, he hesitates a second to show that he's staying in zone, but then he came on a delayed blitz, and he came free right through the middle of the line, and that's what forced Laviano's hand to get rid of that ball, because if he didn't get rid of it, he was getting pancakes. So really nice job of Zafram to sell that he's still in zone and then come on the delay.
So it's going to force a 22-yard field goal attempt by Tajizi, and let's see how it goes here. Here's the snap. It's a good snap. It's a good hold, and he boots it up through the upright. So the Rock does hold here, really, in two facets. Back-to-back series when it was inside the red zone, and they hold LIU Post to a field goal to make it 7-3. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 30-second timeout. Rock football here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Hi, this is Tavares Sample, safety, Slippery Rock University, and you're tuned in 97.7 for Rock Football.
A 22-yard field goal puts the Rock up 7-3 now. Joey told Jeezy, the LIU post kicker, gets a 22-yarder, so it's a seven-play drive for 22 yards. Nice job by the Rock defense to hold them to that field goal attempt.
Yeah, but now we need the Rock offense to give the defense a chance to catch their breath a little bit. They've been on the field quite a bit through these last few minutes of gameplay, so see if the offense can extend the drive here.
Here's the boot from Toljeezy, and it's going to go the way of Jermaine Wynn at his three. He's across the five, waits for the blocking 10, 15, 20, avoids a tackle and goes across the 20 to the 23, and a nice return of 20 yards. For Jermaine Wynn.
Nice job of finishing off the run, too. Realized he wasn't going to get any more yardage, so puts both hands on the ball and just lowers his shoulder to finish off a defender. So love to see the return man embracing the contact.
They actually spotted that, I should say, at the 22-yard line, so make it a return of, what, 19? And here comes that Rock offense with Roland Rivers coming out now, and let's see if Roland can settle in and settle down. His last two throws have been picked off, but they've been right to the LI post defenders that he's thrown those interceptions to. It'll be sidecar right for Wes Hills. And trip receivers up top. It's a four-receiver set, and it will be Hills with a handoff. He goes into the pile and is dragged down by Chika Iwulu, and he picks up a couple, brings it out to the 24.
Listen, I know it's not sexy, I know it's not flashy, but, man, you stick with that. The more you stay with that, just ground and pound right at the middle, the more you'll wear down a defense.
Second down and eight for the Rock. And here comes pressure. They hand it off. No, they play action, fake, and get it to the outside to Rivers. Rivers throws it to Wynn, and he's grabbed up high and taken out of bounds. Shy of the first down by about a yard. Let's see where they spot it. He got it out across the 30. I think it's going to be the 31, and that'll make it a third and one.
And I'll tell you what, I don't think that was Wynn's original route. I think he read the play and just made himself an option for Rivers. So nice job by nine. I'm just making things. That might be against the defense. I think he came across. We might have an encroachment and a first down.
Okay, we got an encroachment against LIU. Chris Larson jumped in reaction to the encroachment.
Which is what you should do.
And so that's going to move the ball into first down territory for the Rock. That is the third penalty of the day now against LIU Post.
Kevin Petit-Friere, the defensive end, yeah, he jumps across the line, and Chris Larson does the right thing and just jumps up and starts pointing at him right away.
So the penalty gives the Rock a first down. It's a pitch out on a sweep to Wes Hills. He'll put his head down and is hit hard as he crosses the 40 and is brought down at the 41, but it's going to be good for 5 yards.
Remember we talked about that during the California game where you don't realize it because he looks like he's kind of out of control, but he gets 5 yards. You know, you don't realize how good of a runner and how many yards he gets until the play's over and you look back at the sticks. You're like, oh, that's a 5 yard gain.
Yeah, you cut it in half, make it second and five to the 41. 4:57 mark of the opening quarter. The Rock leading 7-3. Here's Rivers. He's going to hand it off Hills again, and he's got the first down across the 45 to the 46. They give him the 47. He'll give him an extra yard in the first down.
And maybe you pick up the tempo a little bit here as you kind of have a little bit of momentum going here on this series. You're starting to grind it out, running the football a little bit. Until the officials call a timeout and ruin any type of tempo that you wanted to run. So
some kind of
they're working on the chains. I think the chains got caught up.
Equipment timeout for the officials. So, yeah, they've got things shuffled up here on that chain link. So we'll stop things at the 440 mark of this opening quarter now. So good carries so far on this drive by number four, Wes Hills.
And, again, it's a shame that's what's happening with the chains here because typically over these past four or five seasons, this is where you've seen Slippery Rock go into that tempo. As soon as they get a first down like that, especially running the football with success, all of a sudden they start lining up and they start firing. Unfortunately, not going to be the case right now, so this is going to slow things down a little bit. But, yeah, you stick with four. He's got 10 yards on the past two carries, opened up with a pretty decent carry on this series. And I think the better he is running the football, the more success he has, the more Roland Rivers will settle into this game as well.
Early in the first quarter, Kutztown has gone up on Hillsdale 7-0. Thanks to our spotter, Ed Montgomery. We got a first and 10 here at the 47. We come back out now, Roland Rivers. And it's going to be key, too, to get Rivers in a comfort zone and complete a pass now to the guys in white. They rock in a white uniform today with gray pants. Now in motion goes Wes Hills, and it's going to be a screen to the outside. Hills has it. Good blocking by Mike Merhot, but that block fell apart late. He kind of came off that block and allowed Jake Carlock to escape, and he makes the tackle at the 45. It'll go for a 2 yard loss.
Yeah, that's Mike Merhot out there, not the biggest guy, and that's hard for him to hold that block for that long. The throw was a little bit behind Wes Hills, which is what threw off the timing. I think if the throw was right on the numbers and Wes Hills can keep his momentum, then what Mike Merhot had set up was going to be sufficient.
So it'll be second and 12, and it'll be Hills. And he kicks it to the outside, tries to stretch it, runs out of room and goes out of bounds. I think he got back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe another yard. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to say he went out at the 47, so he gets back to that original line of scrimmage, picks up two.
Third and long now for this Rock offense, and it's the second time now in this first quarter that LIU has brought a corner blitz. They did it on that last play. We'll see if they dial another one up here on third down.
It's a four receiver look for Roland Rivers. Trip receivers near side, Carnell Harley, Jermaine Wynn,
and
Mike Merhot topside is Henry Littman alone.
Carnell Harley has man coverage down here, and he has a huge size advantage over number seven.
Let's see if Roland reads it. Here's the snap. He's looking that way. He wants that. Now he has to get out of it as the pressure comes, and he throws it to the turf in front of Wes Hills, and it's incomplete. Just not comfortable right now is Roland Rivers. You can see he needs to get the feet settled a little bit.
So you're absolutely right. You called the play perfectly. He was looking for Carnell Harley. Carnell never got off the coverage. He hardly got off the line of scrimmage. It was bump and run, and, I mean, they just bottled Harley up at the line of scrimmage, and from there on, Roland just really had nowhere else to go with it.
It'll be two Michaels back deep, Hartgrove and Richardson for LIU Post as Jake Chaplin comes out, and he'll receive the punt opportunity. It is a 32. It's a high punt, and it kicks forward for the Rock from the 30 down across the 25, still rolling down to the 22-yard line, and maybe the 21-yard line. That's where LIU Post will take over. First and 10 at the 3:12 mark of this opening quarter. The Rock up 7-3.
If nothing else, you gave the defense a little bit of a chance to catch their breath. They had almost essentially back-to-back series after Rivers had thrown that interception earlier in the quarter. So now you have a defense that was able to get on the sideline a little bit, rest up, get some water, and should be coming out here refreshed.
And here comes Chris Laviano to lead his LIU Post Pioneers back in motion. They're moving left to right. And he's in the shotgun with Pierre Sidecar. Gets the Rock to jump a bit. They back off, and now he goes play action rollout. He's looking way downfield, heaves it out of bounds as flags come in.
A really nice job on that play of recognizing where he wanted to go. Chad Kuhn actually, instead of going in.
And it's going to be holding, by the way, Glenn, on post. That'll be their fourth penalty.
But anyway, Chad Kuhn, instead of getting in after the quarterback, saw the running back slip out of the backfield and took him in coverage. And because of that, took away the check down, and that's what forced Laviano to throw that one away. So really nice job by Chad Kuhn of reading what was going on behind him and making himself essentially a corner on that play.
Actually, that's their fifth penalty of the day. So move the ball back and make it a first and 20. So the team we talked about that didn't make mistakes has made some here. The Rock haven't really taken advantage of it just yet. But let's see what happens here on first and 20 from the 12 now. And they empty the backfield for Laviano. And he takes the snap, looks. Now he's going to run it, and he's going to be hit, and he's going to be sacked. Back across the 10 to the 9. It's a 3-yard loss. Was that Suave back in there first?
They brought pressure from the outside on that one. And Laviano almost turned into a run blitz, essentially, because I think that was a design quarterback draw, and it was just a great time to call the blitz because Laviano ran right into the blitz.
Well, we talked about number 32 having a tackle for a loss earlier. Now you can add a sack to that, and it'll be second and 23 back across to the 9. Now they'll put a man in the backfield. That's DeBoot. He'll be sidecar right for Laviano with trip receivers up on the top side. It's a four-receiver look for Laviano. He drops back to his goal line, has time, throws downfield, has a man breaking, and he throws it too far out for Richardson to pull in. It's incomplete. It'll be third down.
Tell you what, that's great coverage by Glover Williams. Great coverage right on the receiver's hip the whole way down the sideline and forcing Laviano to throw it there because if he throws it short or back towards the middle of the field, Glover Williams has a chance to defend that one. So, nice job by Glover Williams in coverage.
Big,
straight man coverage, too. He had no help, so that was all him.
Big third down opportunity for this Rock defense, who have been put into some situations so far today, and they've responded well. It's 7-3.
On a third and long here, you're probably only bringing your four down linemen, dropping seven into coverage.
They bring in some blocking help for Laviano as he drops into his end zone. Has a lot of time. Now he's going to have to run. He's looking for some help. Throws it downfield, and it's incomplete. He had a receiver out there, Richardson, who turned around and tried to help him, and he just couldn't thread the needle. So this is going to be a punting situation after the three and out for LIU Post, and the Rock going to have an opportunity to get great field position, and it's great to see Eric Glover Williams, number 19, out there on the field. We talked about him pregame. Would he play? He was going to give it a go. Not only is he giving it a go, he was on that assignment against Richardson, and now he's going to take the assignment of returning the punt. He'll stand at his own 46. And in deep in the end zone, will be told Jeezy, actually the punter, for LIU, who is told Jeezy, and he hits a high kick. Glover Williams has to go back, and he's not going to get to it, and it's going to take a LIU post to bounce back to the 30.
Wow.
He skied that one, and it went right over Glover Williams' head, and he couldn't recover to get back. He kind of lost it in the air.
That's a terrific punt. I mean, there's There's no other way to say it. That's just a terrific punt. So, you know, I think Glover Williams, too, did the right thing of just backing off that one. He would have been retreating, would have had to try to make an over-the-shoulder catch. So 19 makes the right read, just lets it bounce, and still, though, decent field position to start.
So the Rock will come out, Roland Rivers, wearing number 20 today. He forgot his uniform back home. So he'll come out with Wes Hills in the backfield, and he'll be sidecar left. They've got that triple bunch receiver look on the near side. Here's Hills. He avoids a tackle, and he's on the run. He's across the 35 and breaks it out to the 38-yard line. It'll be a pickup of 7 for number 4.
I don't mean to complain about a 7-yard run, but, man, if Roland would have pulled that one back, he was gone. Everybody collapsed on Wes Hills. He still got 7 yards, but if Rivers would have pulled that one back, he had the edge easily.
It's just about finding some rhythm right now, I think, for RR3. Trip receivers near side, and it's a play action, and this time he pulls it back, and he avoids a tackle. He could have been hit in the backfield. Now he's going to get what he can get and get it back to the 35. It's going to be a loss of 3, but Roland did what he had to do there as the pocket collapsed instantly.
And I'll tell you what, man, you know, just we're a little bit about a quarter in, and that number 5, Jake Carlock, the defensive back, man, he's in on, like, every play. That kid's a gamer.
And he's a big defensive back, 6'3", 225-pounder. So it'll be 3rd and 6 for the Rock, and the Pioneer faithful making some noise in the stands. Here's the snap to Rivers. He has some time. He steps up in the pocket. Now he'll run, and he's going to get to the first down marker and more. He holds on with two arms as he crosses the 40, gets the first down, and is tackled at the 45-yard line, a first down Rock.
That is whenever he becomes extremely dangerous, is whenever the play breaks down like that and he escapes the pocket and uses the legs to get the first down. Now all of a sudden it adds a total different dimension to the defense and what they have to guard against.
That was a 10-yard carry for Roland Rivers to the 3rd. Here's the snap now. Rivers, it's a high snap. He pulls it down, gets it to Hills late, but West does what he does, avoids a tackle, leaves 2 in his dust as he crosses into LIU post territory across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. Good run that time by number 4, Wes Hills.
Good run and great block by Chris Larson, the left tackle. Absolutely just turned the defensive end back towards the middle of the field. So Larson does a great job of setting the edge. And, it's in the first quarter, Bob.
That's a 13-yard carry to end that first quarter, and the Rock will take a 7-3 lead into the second quarter. We'll be back with more Rock football and the start of the second quarter in a moment. It's Rock football, the Rock station, 97.7 FM.
Did you hit a deer, or did a deer
go
hit
ahead,
you, or did you hit something else trying to miss a deer?
Okay.
No matter how it happened, keep Lutz Automotive in mind for your vehicle repairs. Located 1 mile north of Branchton Road on Route 8 in Slippery Rock, Mark and Jared handle mechanical, collision, and bodywork, along with minor repairs, too. They're also great at VW and Subaru timing chains. So for everything automotive, trust Lutz Automotive. Call them today, 724-794-2255.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing. At Next Tier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, Next Tier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to Next Tier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
Rockin' the Rock. Slippery Rock University football is found right here on the Rock Station, 97.7.
And we're back. They don't take minute timeouts anytime between quarters anymore. They used to, but we're back in West Hill.
Bob, just keep up, man.
West Hill, we got to get our sponsors in. We thank them for being a part of the broadcast. West Hills took a carry there to start the second quarter. He was going to be hit in the backfield and does what he does and gets it to the 39 and picks up a total of 3 yards there. Great run for West Hills. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Maybe take a shot here. You're in that area of the field where on a second down play, maybe you take a shot for the end zone.
Let's see what they run behind here, because here's Alexander into the game, and there's Wes. Puts his head down, gets it to the 35. It's a pickup of 4, but a hard-earned 4 for number 4.
Going back to the pregame, those runs right there are exactly what we were talking about. Whenever he finishes off defenders like that, come 3rd and 4th quarter, that guy's going to get out of his way. So Like, that's why you stick with the run game, because he finishes people off like that.
And I know you love that quarter, kind of a jumbo package, but anyway, they didn't quite go to that, but they brought Alexander in, who's a great blocker upfield. Here's a snap now, and it's Wes Hills, and he's got a big hole right across the 30, down to the 29, puts his head down. He picks up six.
And nothing will infuriate a defender more than after you plow him into the turf and then help him up. Wes Hills finishes that guy off with a huge shoulder blow and then gives him a hand to help him up, said, hey, sorry about that. I know I just crushed your bones, but I'm going to help you up now.
I'm sorry, that's down to the 29 or 24. It's a 9-yard carry for Wes. First and 10 for Slippery Rock. Snap to Rivers. He's going to go play action. Here comes the pressure. He has to avoid it. He does. Now he's going to roll out. He's going to run away from that tackler, and he's going to run out of bounds and pick up the yardage back to the line, the original line of scrimmage. It'll be no game, but, boy, he ran probably 15 yards to get to that point.
Yeah, that's a terrific job by Rivers of extending that play, keeping things alive. Probably would have preferred to see him just throw the ball away instead of kind of leaving himself out there for a potential hit when he didn't have to, but still, nice job of extending that play and not taking a loss.
And they say RR3 stepped out of bounds at the 25, so it will be a loss of 1, 2nd and 11. Trip receivers up to the top side for the Rock. The Rock moving right now left to right on your radio dial on this second quarter. The Rock sideline being that top side. And here's a screen out to the outside. It's Jermaine Wynn, and he's got a first down maybe. Nah, he got his head put down, and he gets taken out of bounds that time by number 7. Good work by Keon Santos to hold him about a yard or so shy of that first down.
Yeah, just needed Austin Scott to hold on to that block just a half a second longer, and that would have gotten the edge for Wynn. But still, good gain on second down. We had a LIU player lose his helmet, so by NCAA rules, he has to come off for this play. So the guy who comes on is going to be lined up on Henry Litwin. So I attack there.
Yeah.
You have a guy who just came on kind of unexpectedly. I go after 11 down here.
That's Santos who made the tackle and kept him out of getting the first down. Here's Wes Hills. Waits for blocking to set up behind Austin Scott on the top side, and he just makes it to the first down marker as a result of that block.
Or just hand it off to 4. I mean, yeah. either way. Either way.
He gains 5 on that one down to the 11-yard line. So it'll be a first and 10 for the Rock. They still can get a first down at the 1-yard line. And they're leading here 7-3, the 11:59 mark of this opening quarter. Bob Cupp, Glenn Thompson with you, along with John Holtz, the Director of Athletic Communications here at Slippery Rock University. We're in Long Island for a NCAA playoff game. First and 10, Rock. High snap. Rivers pulls it down, gives it to Big Wes Hills, and he just motors down to the 9-yard line. He'll pick up 2. Or they're going to say no, he got stopped just shy of that 9. Right across the 10, we'll say 1.
Man, those snaps are so important, because when it comes in high like that, now all of a sudden you're interrupting that flow of the handoff between Hills and Rivers. So those snaps got to come in clean. That way Rivers and Hills can really make the right read and get moving forward.
And the Rock offense snapper is Austin Waite. He's done a really good job after settling down at the beginning of the year, and we saw that kind of creep up last week a little bit. Now here's a good snap, and Wes Hill's not going to find much, but he's going to get the ball down to the 8-yard line. He'll pick up 1 more, and that'll set up a 3rd and 8.
Yeah, you had, as we started calling it, the jumbo package on, but A.J. Alexander is actually going to go off the field. Mike Merhant's going to come on. So they're going to bring on 4 receiver set for this 3rd and 8.
And that'll be Henry Litwin near side. Merhant will be in the slot beside him with Jermaine Wynn. Up top is Austin Scott with 1-on-1 coverage on this 3rd and 7 from the 8-yard line. Sidecar right is Hills. Here's Rivers. Play action. Looks for the end zone. Pumps, throws, and it's too short for Jermaine Wynn, who was in a battle trying to get to that position. It's incomplete. There's no flag. It was just more positioning than it was any kind of a penalty.
A little bit of a wrinkle off of what they've been showing in the first quarter. So that trip side, you had Jermaine Wynn at first show like he was running the screen, but then he comes back to the slant pattern. So they're trying to catch the defense off guard by throwing a little bit of a wrinkle off a formation that they've been burned on already.
So this is going to be a 25-yard attempt for Jake Chapla, who is climbing that Slippery Rock University all-time list. Here's the snap. It's a good one. Merhant the hold, and he boots it through. Jake Chapla kicks it through, and he hit 3 of the longest field goals this year in the PSAC. This one, though, going to go for 25.
And I believe that makes him the all-time record holder.
That breaks his tie with C.J. Barr and Morgan Anderson, who now has 36 career field goals, does the junior. So the Rock has extended their lead now to a touchdown. It's 10-3, 10:28 mark of the second quarter. And we'll take a break and hear a 30-second timeout from one of our sponsors today, Negley's Bottled Water.
You knew it was coming. You knew the shorter daylight hours, the cold winds blowing. You knew it was coming. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Corks Lane, just off of Christ Road. Butler has partnered up with Diamond Crystal to bring you the very best anti-icers and de-icers. No worries about pets if you use the green melt. Keeps those paws safe and temps down to 10 below. A new concrete? Then you'll want the flash melt. The Jiffy Melt Mix is a mixture of the green melt and rock salt. Diamond Crystal Salts and Negley's, the dynamic duo. Call Negley's now, 724-282-6160. Reserve your salts now.
I'm Kyle Hall, also known as OG, playing DB for Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football. Go Rock.
I'm Jake Chapla, kicker here at Slippery Rock, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On the Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here. The Rock has extended their lead to 10-3, and Jake Chapla goes to run and hit the kickoff, and the ball falls off the tee. There is a bit of a breeze here today. It is a nice day. We've actually seen things cloud up rather handily now, but there is a pretty stiff breeze coming across from left to right. And back deep will be Richardson and is it Mash for – or is that Streeter?
That's Streeter.
No, that's Streeter. They've got two number twos, so we're just trying to figure that out. Streeter and Richardson are back deep for LIU Post. That was a 14-play drive completed by the Rock, and the 25-yard field goal that sets the record for Jake Chapla, and he boots it, and it's going to go into the end zone and be captured there by Streeter, who will take the knee, and it'll be first and 10 at the 25 for LIU Post. So that drive, Glenn, took 6 minutes, 32 seconds off the clock, 14 plays, 61 yards, and you get the 3 points, so you extend the lead back to a full touchdown. And that's what I think the Rock is going to have to do today. They're going to have to put together long, extended drives like that. Just keep this LIU Post team off the field in Laviano as well.
We weren't going to come here this Saturday and throw up 60 points and win a game, you know, 60-45. That's never how this game script was going to go. It's a grinded-out type of game against this LIU team.
Malik Pierre will be in the backfield behind Laviano's in the pistol, and he hands it off. And Pierre goes into the pile, and he's hit immediately and driven backward. No gain, as instantly in on that play, it was Tristan McDonald, and he actually driven back a yard. So it is a tackle for a loss for Tristan McDonald back to the 24.
I love the tackle, but in a way, a little lucky that he didn't get called for some unnecessary roughness there, because the whistle had blown, and he still picked up the running back and drove him to the turf.
I believe that's the third tackle for a loss for the Rock, though, today, at least. Now here's a snap. Laviano throws, and it's almost picked off. Kyle Hall got his hand on it, knocked it away from the intended receiver. It's incomplete, and very quickly, third down for the Pioneers. He was trying to hit number 13, Jake Bovisher.
Just the reaction time by Kyle Hall in that play, because that was essentially a one-step drop for Laviano as he got that snap, turned, and fired, and Kyle Hall reading it the whole way.
It was actually Bovshever is his name. Third and 11 now, and they're going to put Laviano in the shotgun with some blocking help. Two backs in the backfield, and he drops back. Has time. Now he throws it downfield. It's high and tipped by the receiver, Richardson, and if he doesn't tip it, Kyle Hall picks that off. It's incomplete. It'll be a punting situation.
I don't know. We've seen Kyle Hall with some dropsies here and there, but no. that ball was going right for number 7, so Richardson is lucky to get a hand on that, or else we might be going back the other direction. But either way, great job by the defense, 3 and out, and now ball back to the offense that just put together a really impressive drive.
Yeah, talking about Kyle Hall, he has 5 interceptions this year, and honestly, he probably should have about 12.
Could have double digits, yeah.
He would be a first-teamer that way instead of second-teamer. Here's the snap, and here's the boot. And Jermaine Wynn going to have to back away from this as the wind. He tried to get that into the air, and I don't know if the wind held that up, but, boy, it sure died quickly. Told Jeezy trying to get into that, and not quite the kick that he had the previous couple times. But the Rock going to start out here pretty favorable field position at their own 38-yard line.
And just something to keep an eye on here, number 20. For LIU, that's Jerome Brooks. He's a defensive back kind of stretching out his hamstring a little bit after that punt.
Well, here comes the Rock. After the last drive, 14 plays, 61 yards. It ended up with a 25-yard field goal for Jake Chapla. And here comes Roland Rivers, the third. He'll be in the shotgun. Sidecar is Wes Hills to his left. Trip receivers near side. And it's a handoff Hills. He's going to be hit in the backfield, and he's going to be dropped for no gain. He might have even lost a yard. He did.
But, Bob, I think you're already starting to see. I mean, sure, they made the tackle for the no gain, but you're just starting to see the LIU players a little slower to get up. Like this run game will grind them down.
That was Anthony Lavio, who was in on the tackle. Trip receivers to the top side now for Roland Rivers, and on the top side, sidecar-wise, is Wes Hills. And here comes a play downfield. Mike Merhot goes up for it, climbs the ladder, can't come down the ladder with the ball in his hand. It's incomplete, and he just dropped that one.
I'm putting that one on Rivers. Merhot was wide open, simple little seam pattern. He throws it a yard behind him. So Merhot doing his best to try to get his hands back behind him, make the catch, but just unable to do so. If Rivers puts that one right on the numbers, it is an easy first down.
So it's third and 11 as a result of the drop. And, yeah, he had to go up high for that one. Roland didn't thread the needle perfectly, that's for sure. Let's see how they do. Double receiver split to each side. And LIU showing some pressure. Here's Rivers, drops back, has some time, throws, has a man. It's Jermaine Wynn. He catches it at the 49, goes across the 50, sliding to move the chains. First down, Rock.
And see, that right there is proof that Roland Rivers knows what he's doing. A low throw across the middle beyond the sticks. That way he protects his receiver. Wynn can kind of curl up and make sure he doesn't get exposed for a big hit.
And it's 15 yards. Just like that, first and 10, Rock into post territory. Pitch to the outside. It's Hills, and he's got some running room. He gets tripped, though. Nice job by Streeter that time just to get an arm out there, and West tripped over it, but not before he got to the 41. It'll be a pickup of 7.
They run that option really well. Yeah. For two guys that they're brand new to each other and this offense this year, they have run that option really well all season long.
After the 7-yard carry, that makes it a 2nd and 3. Into post territory is the Rock. In motion goes Jermaine Wynn to the top side. And here's Rivers with a high snap. Pulls it down. Wes Hills breaks a tackle. He's going to go all the way. Wes Hills trips into the end zone. Touchdown. Slippery Rock 41 yards out. Boy, he almost got caught from the backside there.
He did, but he extended the ball with his right hand and got it across the goal line as he was coming down. But, yeah, just absolutely gashed right up the middle of this defense. And Wes Hills does a nice job, as you said, kind of dragging a defender those last 5 yards, and as he's getting pulled down, extends that right arm across the goal line and gets the touchdown.
41 yards for Wes Hills. Number 4 takes it to the end zone, makes it 16-3 in favor of the Rock, and here comes the extra point try out of the hold of Mike Merhot. Jake Chapla, the left footer, trying to make it 17-3. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's up and good, and the Rock has taken a 17-3 lead. Wes Hills, 41-yard touchdown run, putting the Rock up now by 14.
And not to rehash it, what happened last week, it happened last week, but this is why I was so frustrated last week. Look what happens when you stick with the run game. And look what happens whenever Wes Hills gets those opportunities to keep grinding on defenders. He busts big ones. And so last week when they just completely kind of abandoned the run against Westchester, that was why it was so frustrating to me.
It was a minute 37 is what the drive took, 5 plays. And the Rock has jumped up to a 17-3 lead here. And, again, you're riding that back of Wes Hills. You still would like to see Roland Rivers get into this game, throwing the ball a bit, and just try to get him back into rhythm now that you have a 2-touchdown lead.
Right. But at any level of football, Bob, a quarterback's best friend is a good rushing attack. I mean, that is how a quarterback can be comfortable, have time in the pocket, whenever you can effectively run the football. So, yes, I mean, now that you have Wes Hills churning away, maybe things kind of back off a little bit, and now you get some more favorable matchups for the passing game.
Well, you called that in the pregame, that this is exactly what the Rock needed to design today. Coach Sean Lutz talked about it as well, and it so far is working for the Rock. Here's the boot from Jake Chapla. It's going to be short. Richardson comes up at his 8, and he goes across the 15, 20, still on his feet, but dropped at about the 25, And he was one block away from probably having a big run back there, but the Rock closes in on it. And they drop him, they say, at the 24. It'll be first and 10 at the 7:53 mark for LIU Post, and they're down by two scores.
And I don't have the stats in front of me, but, man, I feel like time of possession in this second quarter has just been totally lopsided in favor of Slippery Rock, which is a great thing.
Well, actually, when you look at it, the last two drives alone, 8 minutes.
Yep.
And that last drive only took a minute and a half. So first and 10, here comes LIU Post. They'll have Pierre in the backfield with Laviano. First and 10 at the 23-yard line for the Pioneers. And in the pistol is Laviano, and he's going to go play action, keep it. Now here comes pressure. He dumps it off and gets it out to Deion Mash. And he'll pick up positive yardage out across the 25. They say he got to the 27, a pickup of four.
A little corner fire there. Eric Glover-Williams coming in on the blitz from the outside, and Laviano does a smart thing and kind of runs away from the pressure and just takes what the defense is giving him.
And now they're going to bring that blocking help in and put both running backs in the backfield, DeBeek and Pierre, and it's a rollout for Laviano to the top side. He's looking and has to throw it away. Great coverage downfield by Slippery Rock, forcing that one. And they throw it incomplete. And it'll be now third down.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, just the coverage downfield. Nice job of just staying right on the receivers, right in their back pockets, trailing on each play. And the problem is sometimes on those design quarterback rollouts is that if the coverage is there, then you have nothing left. You're trying to cut the field in half, but whenever you do that and it's well defended, then Laviano does the right thing and just throws it away.
And Glenn, that rock pressure that they've been bringing, and it's been effective, it has forced Post to now bring those backs into the backfield to add the blocking help. It takes away a receiver from Laviano's choice. And we've got a stoppage of play. They're going to move the ball actually to the near hash. So it'll be third and seven now, and they keep those blocking backs in the backfield for Laviano, who's in the pistol. And he changes up the play now. He's got two receivers up top, one to the near side. And he's looking that way, all the way, throws it, and Eric Glover-Williams is going to be flagged because he reached around Deion Mash to kind of knock that away. And it looked like he had a jersey,
yep.
And they're going to flag Eric Glover-Williams on that one, I think. And that's going to be the first penalty of the day for the Rock.
I got to be honest, I think it's a good call. Just watching how the play as
15 yards from the previous spot.
First down. Deion Mash was trying to work his way back to the football is whenever you had Glover Williams grab hold.
And so they'll call that a spot foul and move it to the 37-yard line. So breath of fresh air for the Pioneers. First and 10 now. In motion goes Pierre, and they do a handoff to DeBeek, and he's going to be snowed under for a yard loss, and there's a flag to the backside of that play. That looks like it will be against the Pioneers.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Bader was so quickly into the backfield that the guard just had no choice but to grab hold of him, trying to go for a ride, essentially. And because of it, 10 yards backing him up.
So a holding penalty against LIU. That's their sixth penalty of the day already, Glenn. Now, the Rock has been penalized one time, and we talked about that a lot this year. The Rock being the most penalized team in the country in Division II this year.
Yikes.
So far, so good. We're knocking on wood. First and 20 now for LIU. They're back to the 27. Here's the snap. Empty backfield. Laviano has to dump it off as the pressure comes, and he's going to be tripped up by Kyle Hall. The receiver was Michael Campbell, who's listed as a quarterback, but I think he was playing tight end in that backfield.
Yeah, he was. So Slippery Rock brings some heavy pressure again, I think six guys on the blitz. Nice job by Campbell he was supposed to be in blocking, but just made himself an option. As soon as he saw the blitz coming, just turns and says, give me the ball so you can get rid of it. And then Kyle Hall comes up and makes a great tackle.
Second and 18 now. He actually picked up two on that play. Here's Laviano. He's hit in the backfield by the Rocks, and I think, is the ball free?
No,
did he knock it free, or did he just scramble forward?
Yeah,
he was hit by Trey Blanford.
I mean, I don't know how he escaped, but he was in the arms of two Slippery Rock defenders, and credit Laviano, that's a tough play as he gutted that one out and ends up getting, what a yard out of it. So That's an impressive play by the quarterback.
Yeah, he got actually two out of that to the 31. He was hit by Blanford, and I was looking to see if he was holding on to the ball, and here he was moving forward. So he did a good job to get out of that briefly, but it's now third and 16. They again bring that blocking help in the backfield for Laviano as the Rock pressure has been impressive today defensively. And here we are, third and 16. Clock at 5:29 of the second quarter. Dropping back is Laviano. He's got a good bit of time and throws it way downfield. Going up the ladder and pulling it in is Jake Bofschever, who really does a nice job, and he leaves one of the Rock players down on the ground. Kyle Hall is face down after that play. Bofschever went way up top to pull that in, and we've got Kyle Hall down on the ground.
Yeah, as Kyle Hall kind of came over the top to try to make that tackle, ended up getting his arms tangled with the receiver, and so whenever he fell to the turf, he had no way of bracing himself. I think he came down pretty hard on that one.
That's a gain of 28 on that play. Boy, what a catch by Bofschever.
Terrific catch, good throw. I mean, just in time, too, because Kyle Hall was coming.
And we've got Kyle Hall down, and he's being attended to right now. So let's take a timeout here, and we'll take a 60-second timeout, let you hear from Schneider Heating, and be right back with more Rock Football on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
It's another spectacularly mesmerizing world premiere video. You can't take your eyes off of it. Only on Valvoline Express TV.
It's not exactly like that, but now you can watch Valvoline Express TV whenever you go to the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Watch as the crew changes your oil and checks all the fluids, filters, wipers, and
all
more.
Right. You can bring
nationally
it back
known,
up
but locally owned. Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash in Grove City.
The Rock Station and Rock Football on 97.7.
I didn't see him. And we're back here, and fortunately Kyle Hall was able to get up and walk off the field under his own power. He looks a bit woozy, though. He came right down on his head after that play. But it's a first down play and moves Long Island Post into Rock territory. They're at the 40-yard line now after that 28-yard play. Here's Laviano, and he throws backside trying to hit Richardson, and he throws it behind him, and it's incomplete. It'll be second and 10, but fortunately we see Kyle Hall was able to walk off the field okay.
And you better believe that play call was intentional right there by LIU. What do? Mark Carter comes on to replace Kyle Hall. They attack that side of the field. So Mark Carter, the freshman, going to have to be stepping up big here in Kyle Hall's absence.
And I see the trainers talking to Kyle. Looked like he took a pretty good shot up top in the head area, so we'll see what happens with him the rest of the game here. Second and 10 now for Laviano as he drops back. He has time. He's going for the home run way downfield and overthrows his receiver, who tries to make it look like he was interfered with. That was Richardson. It looked like some feet got tangled up there, and he quickly went down, but there was no flag, and it'll be third down.
Yeah, I think it's a good no call. A lot of hand checking, a lot of hand fighting both ways. I think the feet just got tangled. That's incidental, and that's a good no call by the officials. I know the Post faithful disagree with that, but that's my stance, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, third and 10 now. LIU at the 40-yard line of Slippery Rock here. The Rock leading 17-3, and we are at just under 5 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Laviano on third down, drops back. Here comes the pressure. He's going to be hit by Brad Zafram and sacked. Zafram got the initial hit, and then some help came in from Tim Suave, along with the Rock's Jonathan Boone was in there in the end.
Bob, this front seven for Slippery Rock right now is just flying. I mean, they're running circles around the offensive line, and Laviano just has no time to work in that pocket. And what I was going to comment for the play was potential four-down territory given where they were, but with the loss on third down, they can't go for it here on fourth down.
Yeah, they've got to punt it away, and that'll send Jermaine Wynn back. He'll be standing at his 10, and he right away is waving everybody off as that kick goes high in the air, and he's going to take a post bounce across the 20 down across the 15, rolling down to about the 11. So it'll be first and 10 Rock at their own 11-yard line at the 4:06 mark of the opening quarter. Coming up here at halftime, we're going to get you a special update. Obviously, back home in western Pennsylvania, we're here at Long Island, but there's a lot of things going on with regard to power outages from the storm. In fact, many, many people still without power, possibly even into tomorrow. Kayla Molzan, our news director, has been in working feverishly all day today. God bless her. She's been working hard trying to keep folks up to date on what's going on. We're going to have her come on at halftime and get us an update on what's happening back in western Pennsylvania. But for now, first and 10 Rock, and it's Roland Rivers handing it off to Wes Hills. And he tries to stretch it to the outside, but right there is number 90, Kevin Petitfriere, and he is so good, that grad defensive lineman. He's their best for the Pioneers, and he's going to hold West to a limited gain. He's going to push it out to the 14, and it'll be a pickup of three, but that was hard-earned.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice hard-earned 3 yards is right, and just no give up by this LIU defense on that play right there, that's for sure.
Second and 7 now. It's a pitch out to Hills, and he waits for the block, and Henry Litwin springs a block, and that gets the Rock a first down. West, at the end of that, puts a shoulder down and goes out of bounds. But he's out across the 20 to the 23-yard line, and that'll be a pickup of 9.
So pivotal as a wide receiver on that play, blocking to get your back turned to the sideline. That way you really set up the edge for the running back. Henry Litwin did a great job downfield.
First down Rock. Play action. Rivers throws to the outside. Win. Nice block up top again. Austin Scott, and it'll spring Win for a first down across the 30, out to the 34, a pickup of 10.
And what did Austin Scott do? Got his back to the sideline. That way, as a ball carrier, you can just go right off the back side of that receiver and get to the sideline and get the first down.
First down Rock. Clock turning to 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Roland Rivers, and that was a good throw for RR3, so maybe he's getting that rhythm that we've been talking about. 17-3 Rock. Be nice to pile up a score here to close this half out, because LIU Post will get the ball to open the second half. Here's Rivers looking near side. He throws it. He threads that needle. Beautiful throw to Jermaine Wynn, and he goes down right at the first down marker. The near side headlinesman is a little shy, but he waves it and up says it's a first down, pickup of 10.
That is a confident throw right there by Rivers, as he put that one between three defenders. And, hey, nice lead. Gets his receiver down to the turf and gets the first down.
It's good to see that throw from RR3. Now here's a high snap, and he's going to fake it. He's going to try to screen it to Win, and now he's just going to get what he can get as he goes across the 45 to the 47. He'll pick up 3 on that scramble. That was just good heads up, get some yardage by Roland Rivers.
I know it's so easy for me up here in the press box, but, man, if Rivers had looked at Wes Hills, Hills ran a little wheel pattern out of the backfield and was by himself, had nothing but green pastures in front of him.
Second and 7 now. They'll put Rivers in the pistol. And to the backside will be Wes Hills, and it'll be Wes Hills taking the handoff. And he goes into the pile, picks up a yard. He gets it out to the 48.
I mean, it just looks like it hurts trying to tackle him. Oh. You know, like, just the way that he embraces contact and keeps the feet moving forward. He's just a downhill runner.
Third and 5 now for the Rock. Clock turning, a minute 30 to go in this opening half. 14-point lead for Slippery Rock against LIU Post. Big third down play here for the Rock. Here's the snap to Rivers. He's dropping back. He's got time. Now he'll step up. Here comes pressure, and he's just going to have to go forward. And he'll end up taking a loss on this play, but gets the ball back to the 46. He'll lose 3 as the pocket broke down very quickly, and there was good protection downfield by the Pioneer defense.
And Post takes a timeout, try to preserve some time here in this first half, as now they have the chance to potentially get some points. We need Chapel to come away with a big punt here and try to pin them deep.
Yeah, they stopped the clock at a minute 15. That's their second timeout of this half. They'll have one remaining, and they're going to get the ball back. The Rock will have to punt it here, leading 17-3. And much better day today, weather-wise, than what we dealt with last week when Slippery Rock fell to Westchester in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference championship game at home. Just an awful, awful day last week. Here today, we started out with sunshine. It has clouded over. We've got a pretty stiff breeze, but it's a very comfortable weather day as far as temperatures go for playing the game of football.
Well, you look over here to the left, you got a bunch of kids over in the grass area just running around in some hoodies playing football. No one's really bundled up in the stands. Yeah, it's a great day.
Here we go, and we've got a flag right out of the gate, and it's going to be a false start called against Slippery Rock, so that'll push them back.
Prior to the snap, false start, number 30. Not all players were sent prior to the snap. 5 yards.
So it wasn't so much that he twitched, it was that he never got himself set prior to the snap. And that was, they're going to call Mark Carter on that.
Second penalty for the Rock on the day. 6 for Post. So now 4th and 13. And the ball spotted at the Slippery Rock 41. That means Jake Chaplin will stand back at his 26. Back deep is Michael Richardson for Post. And he drops the ball, Chapla, and he's going to have to just drop it and fall on it. Big play here for the Pioneers to maybe turn the momentum. Jake Chapla dropped the snap and could do nothing with it, and he is tackled at the 21-yard line.
Didn't really look like a bad snap. I mean, it came in a little low, but I thought it was in a good spot, and Chapla just mishandled it. And, boy, that is big late here in the first half to give this ball to the Pioneer offense deep in Rock territory.
Yeah, drop snap by Chapley. Is tackled at the 21, so it'll be first and 10 in favor of LIU Post. So a momentum changer here in the final minute of this opening half. They trail 17-3. They'll get the ball to start the second half, and they have the ball now. Here's Laviano. He throws to the outside, hits Richardson. Coverage by Zafram, who knocks him out of bounds.
Zafram knocked it away.
Oh, wait, he did not hold on to that ball on the far sideline.
Zafram never had it, or Richardson never had a chance. Zafram came over the top with the right-handed tomahawk chop and knocked that one away.
Good play by Brad Zafram, the all-PSAC performer this year at linebacker for Slippery Rock, second and 10. He was in that far sideline and didn't see it until late, but he knocked it away. Double receivers each side now for Laviano. He's in the pistol. And he's going to roll out near side. Here comes the pressure, so he pitches it to DeBeek, and he gets it down to the 20-yard line. He'll pick up 1 yard. No, they say no, he did not go forward.
They tried the little shovel pass, and Garrett Debian, instead of catching the football, just caught the running back and just stayed with him, and the rest of the defenders come over and help finish off the tackle. So a little of a trick play. We're seeing that play become a lot more prevalent in the NFL, that quick little shovel pass to the inside of the line.
And actually, he lost a yard, Glenn, so they marked it back at the 22-yard line. So now, quickly, third and 11. This Rock defense playing impressively today. Now, the only reason the Post has a three-point on the board is because of the interception. Now here's pressure, and he gets it away, does Laviano out to Michael Hartgrove, who does a nice job, but he doesn't get to the first down marker.
No.
Even better job by Tristan McDonald out there to hold him shy of the first down. It'll be fourth and one now for Post. Boy, they almost had Laviano in the backfield on that, and he did a great job getting rid of that ball.
Can't say enough about the effort of Tristan McDonald on that play to get that guy out of bounds short of the sticks. And now decision time for LIU, whether they want to take 3 points here with 21 seconds or go for it, and the offense is staying on the field.
Actually, they say he was 2 yards short, Glenn, so it'll be fourth and two. And we got all kinds of movement. Boy, the whole offensive line for the Pioneers got up and started walking toward the sideline. So something happened there.
Well,
and they're going to say maybe encroachment.
They might get encroachment.
Yeah, they're going to wave. They're going to wave that against the Rock, which would give LIU Post a first down.
I mean, you're absolutely right. The entire offensive line stood up and started motioning to the right. They left the football just sitting on the turf. And the Rock defense just reacts, but, man, that's a cheap way to buy 5 yards, but they got it.
Well, they got it, and it'll be first and goal now at the 8-yard line as a result of the penalty. So LIU Post, another breath of fresh life here with 21 seconds remaining in this opening half. The Rock leads 17-3. But as a result of a dropped snap on a punt by Jake Chapla, LIU Post is taking advantage of that situation now and will try to inch closer in this game. It'll be sidecar left for Malik Pierre. Chris Laviano, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Three receivers set with a tight end. Laviano rolls out. Here comes pressure. It's going to be a rollout to the far side, and he's going to throw this one away. Coming in on the play was that Garrett Debian again, and he pressured Laviano into throwing that away. So it'll be second and goal.
14 seconds remaining here in the half, and, you know, at what point, I would think another, at least one more play, but maybe two. We'll see here what LIU is going to try to do as far as points, because, boy, it would be a shame for them to come away empty-handed here at the end of the half.
7 seconds taken off the clock on that play. He'll have a four receiver set now.
Good timeout. I like that timeout there.
Slippery Rock takes a timeout. And we'll just keep it here for the moment and see how they play this out. That is the second timeout of the half for the Rock, too.
You just feel like Laviano is just running for his life right now. You know, he gets the snap and all of his – instead of scanning for receivers, he's looking at the line of scrimmage, seeing who's coming on a blitz and trying to figure out where he needs to run to start escaping the pressure. So right now, this defense in the first half has been absolutely phenomenal. But they were given a tough task here. Now you have, you know, LIU taking over deep in Rock territory after the mishandled snap, and see if they can come up with a big response.
And we come back out of the timeout break. And they're going to bring a, looks like to me, a five-receiver set play.
Yes, they are.
They're going to bring three receivers to the near side, two up top, and that'll leave Laviano in the backfield alone on second and goal. From the 8-yard line, 14 seconds remaining in the opening half. LIU threatening in the red zone. Here's Laviano, drops back, he wants the end zone, throws, and it's in and out of the hands of Richardson. He had it, pressured by Dalton Holt, but pressure by the Rock defense, too, forced him maybe to throw that just a second early.
Just the active hands by the Rock secondary today, getting in there right as the ball is coming to the receivers, you know, just all it takes is that one hand, get in there and rip that ball out. Dalton Holt does a nice job on that play there.
So it reduces 3 seconds from the clock to 11, and it'll be third and goal. Here's Post. Again, same formation. He's going to roll out this time and throw, and has his man who is not able to pull it in again. As pressure comes from Brad Zaffram, he tried to link up with Richardson again. That one thrown a little bit too low for number six to pull up. It'll be fourth and goal, and that's going to force another kicking situation for Post. So the Rock defense doing a great job again.
What I don't get, and by no means am I complaining from the Slippery Rock standpoint, but Slippery Rock has been blitzing like crazy here in the first half. Why does LIU keep going empty set? Why are they not putting a tight end or a running back there to help out and to pick up these blitzes? Zaffram came untouched on that play.
And here's the kick try of 25 yards. And that one is going to be good once again. So they take advantage of the miscue by the Rock. And Tuljeezy kicks it through from 25 out. So that makes the score now with 4 seconds remaining in the half, 17-6 in favor of the Rock.
But yeah, back to what I was saying, it doesn't make sense to me from an offensive scheme perspective when you have a quarterback that's running for his life, facing a ton of blitzes, that you keep going empty set. And now all of a sudden you have no one helping out to pick up these extra blitzers, and they're just getting free rushes.
So that's a 7-play drive of 20 yards. And again, we talked about Post getting 2 field goals today. One was setting them up in the red zone because of an interception. This one, a fumbled snap on a punt. So they've picked up 6 points that Rock basically has handed to them. So far today, the Rock defense, Glenn, has held LIU Post to 92 total yards.
Yeah, it's been a terrific effort, and a lot of it has to do with that front seven and the pressure they're putting on Laviano. But now here on the kickoff, if LIU Post has done their research on this Slippery Rock team, you squib this one. You do not give Mark Carter and Jermaine Wynn a chance back there deep to return this.
Well, in the pregame notes, John Holtz, Director of Athletic Communications, has talked about, is the Rock ready to break one? They've been awfully close here this year. They're not going to. They're going to kick it straight up in the air, and Alexander's going to have to come running up and catch it, and he does so at about the 35. So a fair catch called for, and the Rock will have maybe a shot here or take a knee.
You take your knee, and you go into halftime happy with the 17-6 lead on the road.
Come on.
I know.
But little backyard football never hurt anybody.
Listen, this first half has gone about as well as Slippery Rock could have hoped. So right now you don't risk anything. You take your knee and go into the locker room.
Under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, Kutztown is leading Hillsdale 20-3 in one of the other regional games. So they do take the knee under your advice, and that'll take out the clock. And it's 17-6. I'm sorry, at half here. We'll be back to recap all the excitement. And also get you an update from Kayla Molzan on our power situation in a moment. We'll recap the first half first when we come back in a moment here. Rock Football on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Attorney General Number PA46.